It's common knowledge that the bushfires had a devastating impact on plants and animals across Australia. Now, though, thanks to analysis that was conducted for the federal government and released on Thursday, more detail has been added to this picture. Lachlan McPherson has the story.
Published late last week were two priority lists of plants and invertebrates that require urgent management intervention following the 2019-2020 bushfires. Compiled by the Wildlife and Threatened Species Bushfire Recovery Expert Panel, the lists include 471 plant and 191 vertebrate species. The reason for doing these listings, says Professor John Wynarski of Charles Darwin University, who led the latter assessment, was to figure out which species, as well as koalas, who seem to have dominated this discussion, require assistance before it's too late.
The purpose of this panel was largely to figure out where the resources for recovery should be best spent. So where are the priority species which are most affected by these fires? What are the priority management actions that need to be undertaken? And what are the priority sites where that management needs to be done?
The process to understand, document and prioritise invertebrates was challenging, says Wynarski, because of the lack of information about the distribution of many of these species, as well as the sheer number of them. The team, though, which involved all the state and territory agencies and a large number of experts, including those from museums, universities, and from the Australian Entomological Society, were up to the task, one that Wynarski explains here.
Our initial cut was to look at all the threatened invertebrates in Australia, and there's about 700 odd species of invertebrates that have been listed as threatened, either nationally by the states or territories or internationally by the IUCN Red List. So we looked at all of those species, and there's about sort of 50 to 100 of those which have been in fire areas. And sort of about half of those ones we think have been at least 30% affected by fires. But then we looked at the species that saw the states and territory agencies have concerns about as well. And then we looked at a whole series of invertebrate groups which we know to be susceptible to fires. So our final list includes spiders, land snails, butterflies, moths, beetles, wasps, bees, a whole range of invertebrate species. So species across the whole entire very broad range of invertebrate groups have been affected by these fires.
The actions that will take place from now will involve a whole gamut of responses that are needed for the different species, protecting unburnt patches within burnt landscapes, ensuring that future fire regimes are more benign, and creating artificial nest sites and the like. We must remember, though, says Wynarski, that our responses shouldn't only be to the charismatic species.
We need to worry about all the building blocks of biodiversity, and invertebrates are a really important component of that.
Another important component, says Dr. Rachel Gallagher, who headed up the plant panel, are the often forgotten plant species. Because while some have the capacity to respond positively to fire, the cumulative impact of stresses like high fire frequency or severity, drought, herbivory, weed invasion, erosion, or disease places many plant species at high risk. The exact number at high risk? 709. The number which have been prioritised within these? 471.
So these are species that have had more than 80% of their range burnt during the 2019-2020 fires, or they were identified as already being listed as critically endangered or endangered under the Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act at the federal level, or under state legislation. Or they were identified as having high risk under two or more of the prioritisation criteria that we just spoke about. So these are the really, really high impact species. This is 471 plant species that need lots of additional assistance and field management to be able to recover after the fires.
Some of the species that researchers are most interested in include the Monga waratah or braidwood waratah, a range of orchid species, and so-called dinosaur trees.
So the Wollemi pine is a really iconic species in Australia. And it has been prioritised for immediate action. So we were very lucky to have a very dedicated team of heroic bushfire fighters getting in and looking after the population, the only known population of Wollemia in the Blue Mountains. But of course, after the fires have passed through, there's other risks that the species now needs to have mitigated. So for instance, it's susceptible to diseases. It's also susceptible to things like increasing drought conditions. And because it occurs in deep, deep canyons in the Blue Mountains, any kind of large rainfall events might have impacts on those standing pines as well.
The recovery efforts for this intervention, says Dr. Gallagher, is not just a top-down process. Rather, it is one that involves action by a range of government and non-government conservation organisations, university researchers, Indigenous rangers, community groups, and the public.
So there's a lot of dedicated volunteers in Australia who care a lot about the local bush around their home and around where they live. They're very passionate about it, and they will be really instrumental in getting out and ensuring recovery of some of these populations. And so it's really a two-way process of working at that governmental level, but also working with the community.
Dr. Rachel Gallagher, Senior Lecturer at Macquarie University, ending that story by Lachlan McPherson.